Here's a quick story about pianos. I don't think it'll take very long. We'll see.
Your daily Lex.
I already shared the story of when I bought a used keyboard off Facebook Marketplace, because when I got to the meeting point where I was buying it, there was a Planet Fitness, which I was able to use to pee, which was wonderful. But the general idea was Liam's been using this older Yamaha keyboard of mine that is awesome, but weighs about 80 pounds. And we wanted something cheaper, and I saw a Casio one that I've bought for $100. Liam had his first gig where he was going to use it. Now, he had already given it some testing because he had played it at home, and then this jazz band had practiced with it, and he had taken it to one of the guys in the band's house, and they had done their practice session there. Now is the day of the gig. Most Sundays, Liam plays at this restaurant. He and this quartet play jazz. It's a handful of jazz originals with no vocals. It's just instrumental. And then they also do many jazz-style covers of popular songs. And they're excellent. It's a bassist, a drummer, Liam on keys, and a trumpet player. This most recent time when they were doing it, they kept getting cash tips. It was their first time getting cash tips because they never put anything out to collect tips. But people just started putting money on Liam's piano, which was hilarious. So where he normally gets around 50 bucks for the gig, this time he got like 80 bucks for the gig because of all the tipping. But that was only after things could get underway. I'm at home. Lauren has taken Liam to the gig. I'm going to be picking him up from the gig. When I get a text from Liam, like, where do I change the output on the keyboard? And I'm like, you're with the keyboard and I'm not. What are you talking about? He's like, well, how do I do XYZ? And I'm like, I don't know. You'd have to check the manual. You'd have to look up that model in the manual. And he's like, what model is it? And I'm like, Liam, you're with the keyboard. I don't know. And then I found the Facebook Marketplace listing. I found the model. I looked up the manual and I sent it to him. I'm like, what's the problem? And he's like, well, I can't figure out where to plug it into the amp. And I'm like, is it possible that this keyboard only has a, basically, does it only have a headphone jack as opposed to a quarter inch, like a 3.5 millimeter jack as opposed to a quarter inch jack, which is what you're expecting? He's like, yeah, I think so. And I'm like, why did you know that at practice? And he said, well, at practice, we just use the speaker. I didn't bother plugging it in. Fantastic. So because this keyboard that he's using, which is still a very good keyboard, but it's more like, it's more personal use versus performance. It has a headphone jack, but not a true output jack. And Lauren and Liam are texting me separately. Panicking. You need to bring the other keyboard. You need to get it here right now. I'm like, I'll take the other keyboard with me, but I also can bring some cables that will help him out. I have a cable and I have an adapter so we can plug it into the amp. And so I rush out of the house and I call Sierra while I'm driving to the restaurant. I'm like, hey, I had to leave in a hurry. So you got to feed the dog and do these things. And I left the kitchen messy. And I raced to the mall and I'm texting with Lauren, telling her what my ETA is. I'm using CarPlay, to be clear. I'm not driving and texting, you know, by hand. And Lauren meets me in the parking lot. I hand her the cable, and then I go park and come in. And indeed, my cable saved the day, so I didn't have to lug the big heavy keyboard in, which was nice. And then I was like, let's also order you some actual cables that can do this, that can go from the headphone jack to your amp, which have now arrived. But yeah, I saved the day because he was having keyboard trouble, and then there I was to be a hero. I was actually quite pleased that I knew exactly where to find the adapter necessary and the cable necessary so I could get it to him. Because I had neither of those things for piano keyboard purposes. I just have them because I'm a guy who has cables. And they worked out that time. And man, like I said, they got so many tips. It was crazy. Anyway, I hope we're having a wonderful Tuesday, February 17th. And you stay classy out there. Goodbye.
Lex.